Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, they want to know if they're the jerk for expecting their neighbor to return the favor.
I got to hear more. You know I got to hear
all
more.
Right. Julia wrote in and she said, am I the jerk for expecting a little neighborly kindness? I live in a home where my driveway butts up right next to my neighbors.
Same.
Yeah, they're empty nesters who still work. When I first moved in, I treated them as I did my past neighbors and would help out by snow plowing their part of the driveway as well as my own. I quickly noticed they do not return the favor. So I stopped doing their part. They have a way better plow than mine. It's a riding one, and they're able to plow way quicker than I am with my push plow. I got really irritated when we all got that snow dumped on us at one time this winter, and they didn't bother helping when I clearly couldn't get my plow through it. Then today it happened again. My plow was not able to get through the snow, and we are snowed in. Is it wrong to expect a little neighborly courtesy? I don't expect every time, but when I'm trapped, it would be nice. Mm-hmm. My past neighbors did this all the time for each other.
Oh, well.
Am I wrong to expect neighborly kindness?
Mm.
If I plow the neighborhood, why aren't they plowing me?
Pause.
Julia wants to know if she basically wants to know if she's the jerk for expecting them to plow back and return the favor. First of all, you have a plow.
Yeah, true.
A lot of people that don't have snow plows. Let's start there.
Me?
Yeah, and you're my example. So even though I have one, I feel for you, DZ.
Yeah. But see, and whatever little push plow versus riding plow.
That's what I'm saying. Once you have a plow, you're already ahead of the game.
You're ahead of the game.
Stop complaining on that end.
Right.
But she's going, well, we do it all the time. Why can't they just do it back? It's the expected return of the favor. That's not sitting well for me.
But why aren't the neighbors being more accommodating, though? Like, this is kind of
not their house.
It's the unspoken neighborly thing.
Just like I wouldn't touch your flowers and I wouldn't come over and water your flowers. Same thing.
That is true.
You wouldn't mess with someone's yard.
That's a great example. But in the wintertime, you know, everybody's just trying to get a pile. Nobody wants to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, man.
The Midwest Nice Center wants the favor returned. It's like, I'm plowing you.
The Midwest Nice wants to be plowed back, right?
Plow us back. You got a much nicer plow.
She's done it time and time again. And mm-hmm. now up and decided not to. Right? It's because she's feeling now the effects of, well, I'm the only one doing it.
Mm.
I don't want to do that for them. You don't have to.
Right.
Nobody is telling you that you have to plow their side.
That's exactly right.
You know, she can very well just continue to plow your own stuff, mm-hmm. mind your own business, let them do their own work.
She's kind of trapped in the past with an ex.
Yeah.
She's like, but my old neighbors did it. You're in a different relationship now, Julia.
Gee, but where I keep coming back to is the fact that it's kind of like a combined driveway. And I'm thinking of my driveway. My
in
driveway
Bayview,
is a combined driveway.
Where you literally share.
We share an alleyway, basically, mm-hmm. with myself and my two neighbors. We're the only houses in that alley, and that's where our garages are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to plow that. We have to shovel that. We have to take care of that. I would be very, very much a bleep. If I only
did your side,
did my piece,
that example is a good example.
If all I shoveled was the lanes to get my car out, I would be doing more of a disservice to the entire neighborhood.
You're
basically
saying if you did one side of a two-car driveway,
right,
is what you would be doing if you only did your side.
If I only did enough to squeak my car out and mm-hmm. I got my tire tracks on your part of the driveway,
but
quote unquote,
that's your driveway.
Dog, I don't know.
The others isn't.
If we're out shoveling, snow blowing, mm-hmm. whatever, neighbors come out, we all start to kind of help each other out a little bit. That's the neighborly thing to do. It's the courteous thing to do.
You're supposed to. This is the moral dilemma.
Man, I'm...
Are you the jerk? Are you wrong to expect your neighbors to plow your driveway? I don't know. 414-533-1037.
I think I'm leaning towards she's not the jerk right now. Because it is the neighborly thing to do. And when you share a drive,
it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
But she's a jerk for just expecting people to... Just the whole point of favors is not to expect it back.
That is true.
You're not supposed to say, well, I did it for you. Why aren't you doing it for me?
And that's why this is the moral dilemma.
I know it sounds like every relationship argument in the world. I'm doing this for you. Why aren't you doing it for me? But this is it. We can't expect it back all the time.
We can't expect life to be a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your scenario always.
Or maybe we should.
Mm.
Maybe we're wrong.
Mm.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Julia wants to know if she's the jerk for expecting her neighbor to return the favor because they love to plow the neighborhood and the neighborhood doesn't plow them back.
SMH.
Rude.
Hey, when that happens.
Gosh, so rude. No, she's saying we always did it. The past neighbors did it, but these neighbors, they don't plow back for her.
They're not committed like my old neighbors were. They don't help each other out. We're not neighborly around here, apparently.
David is in Maguanago this morning. We'll start with him. Hey, David.
Hello, Allie. Hi, DZ.
What's going on, David? Talk to us, big dog. What do you think?
Yeah, is she a jerk?
I say jerk, and the main reason is for the key word expectation.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
You have to operate with your own intentions, but if you're going to expect other people to do things, if there's anything you can't do is control the actions of other people.
That's right.
So if you're going to expect things, you're just going to set yourself up for disappointment.
Mm. Yes, that is such a... Have zero expectations, and you'll always be surprised.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yes, and
so
communicate it.
Well, right. The expectation without conversations where I'm like, yeah, David, you got points for that one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same. I think about this a lot. The expectations we have when somebody does something for us or we do something for somebody.
Right.
I had a friend who got me a Christmas gift one year. And I remember being like, I'm so sorry I didn't get you anything back. And she goes, I don't get something with the expectation that you have to get something back. I do it because I want to do something nice.
Right.
There is no and that conversation stuck with me for many years. And I think about stuff like that when we have, am I the jerks like this? I'm like, just because you do it to be nice, you cannot expect people to do the same.
Right. And just because you had that
past experience. You're doing it to be nice, mm-hmm. not because you want something back. That makes you not a good person then, right?
And the key is that you communicated that, right? If she would communicate with her neighbor, like, hey, when it gets really heavy out here, I'm going to hit this. Can you come out and hit this? Or if I got to work a long day today.
Mm-hmm. Which is an awkward conversation.
But the communication is there.
But you communicate
with intention, don't have expectations.
Actually, boom, I'm David. Thinking this out, and I'm going, wait, if my neighbor came over and went, I got to work today, can you plow for me? I'd be like, aw, man!
But would you do it, though?
I would. That's why I'm saying I'd be annoyed, but I'd do it.
But you do it, and it's the expectation after the conversation.
The communication,
David, stop making so many good points and sense, all that, man. Get out of here.
Annoying.
CZ, man, you know what I do for work, man. This is Mental Health 101.
Man,
He's like, I got you.
I respect it, man. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, brother. Y'all have a great day, okay?
Talk to you later.
Bye, David.
Say what up to the homies for me.
Maddie's in Elkhorn. Let's see what she thinks. Hey, Maddie. Julia wants to know if she's a jerk for expecting her neighbors to plow them back.
Yeah, hi, Allie. Hi, DZ.
Good morning.
I'm actually calling, and I'm going to go with not the jerk, just because as a neighbor that I live on a dead-end street, mm-hmm. and our neighbors are really helpful to each other.
Yep.
It's just a neighborly thing to do, very courteous. You know, coming in Elkhorn, we have very good plow system, but because we live on a dead end, we're always last.
Right.
And yep. I do not own a plow either, so I don't own a snowblower or anything, and my neighbors do. My neighbors right next to us are empty nesters, but they are pregnant. Shout out to Autumn and Brandon.
Autumn and Brandon having a baby.
Big ups.
Yeah.
Getting plowed in every way you name it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Sticking the snow.
They are great, though. They've totally helped us in the past, and that is something like we have never asked for, but they absolutely have done it. I have three kids. They know we're busy people, and I work from home, so we kind of scratch each other's backs as time goes on.
And they say it takes a village. That's not a joke. It really takes a village.
And it really, mm-hmm. and it isn't just about raising the kids. It's about taking care of the homestead, taking care of the community, mm-hmm. taking care of your block.
Exactly.
And if you see me out there struggling, and I will say my own neighbors, like Maddie's neighbors, mm-hmm. they will help. If they see me out there shoveling, they've got two snowblowers.
Totally.
Him and his son, my neighbors, mm-hmm. will pop out and be like, hey, we got this, man. Mm-hmm. Go focus on the sidewalk. Go do the bag. Go do whatever. But we'll take care of this big old honking lot mm-hmm. that we got, and we'll do the other piece.
Well, and that's why I think Maddie's saying not the jerk is you are, like they're saying the neighbors are the jerk for never helping anyone
right.
in the neighborhood.
She says I'm not the jerk.
All right.
I love it, Maddie.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right there with David, too, though. I get, like, not expecting anything in return. I am absolutely that way of doing things out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, you expect humanity to do the same thing back, so that's why I think not the jerk.
All right. Thanks, Maddie. Well said. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, where's the kindness in the neighbor's heart? That's what Maddie was trying to say. Where's the empty nester's kindness?
They're saying it's not my problem. That's your driveway. That's what they're saying.
Big yikes.
Andrea's in Kenosha. Andrea, guess what? You're the tiebreaker because we're split right down the middle. I bet you're excited about that. Surprise.
Morning.
Good morning.
You know what we need a t-shirt that says I was the tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk, and we give them to, I swear to God,
that's an idea.
Yep. And I'm writing it down.
I like that.
You're not getting one, but you're the tiebreaker today.
Had we had the t-shirts, you would have gotten
one in the future
for being the tiebreaker. You will on the next TV, okay? But talk to us today. What do you say?
I say jerk.
Ooh,
she went the opposite way of the way you were just going off. DZ, go on,
re-explain yourself.
So when you do a favor for somebody, it's out of the kindness of your heart because you're able to, correct?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So once you expect something, it's no longer a favor. It's a transaction. It becomes transactional.
Ah, very, very true.
And On the other aspect of it, we live in Wisconsin, so snow should not be a surprise to anybody.
That's fair. Like, you can't be like, yeah, that's fair.
It is not her neighbor's fault that she does not have adequate equipment.
True.
For the snowfall.
It's not fair. It sucks, but it's not her neighbor's fault.
Right. Life sucks. I mean, if we have a 15-inch snowfall, it should not surprise anybody.
Right.
You don't have the equipment adequate for that.
Hold on. I'm thinking about this. This is like as if maybe your neighbor didn't have a car and you gave him rides, but would you want to have to give him a ride every time?
Nope, you sure wouldn't.
See? I'm not trying to make us sound horrible now, but we have to be reasonable here.
No. I'm understanding where Andrea's coming from. It's no longer the
kindness. It's not your responsibility. You either do it to be nice or not.
Well, it's a quid pro quo now. It's a this for that, not just a kindness here. I'm doing this for
right.
you. No, now you're the expectation makes it a transaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, she rounded it out with a jerk today. Julia's a jerk for expecting her neighbors to plow her driveway, is what they say.
Appreciate the call, Andrea.
Not Andrea.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, Andrea.
Bye.
I was getting all their names mixed up because Julia wrote in. Andrea's on the phone. Jerk.
We had Maddie on the line.
Maddie before that and then David. All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.